Rachel.
Hello, Audio Boo. It's Monday, the 15th of December, 2014, and this is a long overdue update. I was kind of reluctant to do it because it's not a very happy one, and I don't mean to sound all depressed and depressing, but things have been a bit difficult for us here. And I do miss you all, and I am still listening to all of you. And I just kind of am in a very kind of inward time. I've kind of gone into myself a bit, and I think I've overdone it. I've really clammed up, and so I have decided to try and do a message. Because clamming up is not always good. It's okay for a few days, but when it starts being a few months, I start worry about depression. And so I know that a lot of my depression can't really be helped, but if I can do something to help myself, which is reach out to other people, I will. There have been maybe one or two people that I've been communicating with, and that's it. And so I decided maybe to try reaching out. So, well, those of you who follow Jeff know now that he sent a message here, put a message out here saying that he is probably going to be losing his job in a month. His contract ends on the 15th of January, and so it's a month from now, and he has been told that it would not be renewed. We're trying to work on this, but not very, very hopeful. We're absolutely devastated. This has come as a really horrible blow at a really, really, really tough time. A lot of you know that we had to redo our bathroom and pay out about £8,000 or £7,000, really, or something like that. Plus, you know, our trip has cost a lot of money. Plus, it's almost Christmas, which is just horrible. Just before Christmas to get news like this. Plus, we are trying to save money to A, go to Australia next year for Jeff's mom's 80th, and most importantly, try and get ourselves over to the UK. As we are not happy here and feel that we're not safe and feel that we're not happy and would want to move. All these, of course, are absolutely dependent on us having income. And Jeff's income was not, you know, outstanding by any means, but it was enough to do all these things. And now it's a very, very, very real possibility that we won't have it anymore. It's devastating because those of you who are vision impaired know how hard it is for us to get a job. Not only do we have to prove ourselves like everyone else, but it's not even that. It's about proving that you deserve an opportunity to prove yourself, if that makes sense. A lot of potential employees will not even hear of it. Potential employers would not even hear of it. They don't want to hire a person with a disability. It doesn't matter if they're just as competent or more competent than anyone else. If there are two people going for one job, one is sighted, one is blind, everybody knows who's going to get the job, and it ain't the blind person. So we're trying to see if anything can be done for this. Or alternatively, putting feelers out there for a job for Jeff. You know, I will be doing what I can, but I am right now basically studying what amounts to a lot of hours a week, because I need to do this in order to become a full-time student next year. And it's just been, you know, very, very, very difficult. And of course, just before Christmas, when Christmas is a hard time for us anyway, because we celebrate it and no one else here does, because this is not a country that celebrates Christmas. And so it's a lonely time for us. And, you know, nobody does a Christmas dinner and exchanges presents. And so we don't have that. And so it's just, we have our little Christmas bubble at home, but we haven't even had the heart to do anything about it. We didn't put our tree up or anything. It's just, we're kind of like, what's the point, you know? What's the point? So I am better as far as physical stuff. I had the pneumonia for a couple of months, but it's all but gone now. I mean, I still feel like I'm coming down with something, and I have bits of a cough, but not really anything all that significant anymore. So I got back to working out and doing stuff, but I may need to give up on the training because of money. Haven't really been eating properly. It hasn't been very good. My studies are going okay, and I had exams. The news about the job came in the middle of exam week, so that, of course, influenced it, and I was trying very hard to concentrate and do what I needed to do, but it, you know, colored everything, basically, and so I don't know how I did. Today was the deadline for submitting the written exams, but I submitted them last week, so at least I beat the deadline, which is something already. I haven't really been doing my radio shows. First I was sick, then I started preparing for exams, and now this, and I just don't have any kind of motivation to do it. Gosh, this is really a depressing post. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm really, really, really sorry. Really, really sorry. You guys really don't need to hear this, and I apologize. I just felt that I needed to reach out because, like I said, I feel like it's kind of like an inward spiral, an inward downward spiral, so I thought maybe talking to you guys would be a good thing. So I hope I didn't depress anyone, and that you guys will still be talking to me, because listening to you guys has been very helpful. Haven't been sleeping properly, and have stayed awake many nights. And so you guys have been keeping me company, which is good. And thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you, for being there, even if you don't know you're there. So it's not an easy time. I'm hoping for better times. I haven't really been able to find strength in anything at the moment. But I'm sure it will come, and I'm sure there are much worse things in life. But I'm trying to be strong for both of us, and it's not always that easy. And yeah. Such is life. But something good's got to happen. Something good's got to happen. I just hope we're able to do what we plan to do and continue our life and not, I don't know. Anyway, I better upload this. And again, I apologize for this being difficult. I have been wanting to do some cooking booze, and haven't really had the heart to cook or to do booze. I just cooking the necessary things, and so yeah, not very good times. I know a lot of you also around the holidays have harder times, and sending love and hugs to all of you who are having difficulties, and sending good thoughts to people who are having good times. May they continue to be good. I'll upload this now. I've had some trouble. I've had some trouble. I have been trying. Jeff knows about this now. Because I've had trouble, one of my Christmas presents to Jeff was going to be, I planned to do this before he lost his job. Now, I still decided that I wanted to do it because I'd be damned if I don't give him Christmas presents, because he deserves them. And, you know, Christmas still needs to be Christmas. I wanted to give him a Plus Audioboo account with 60 minutes. And we have had a hell of a time trying to upgrade it. We've been in contact with Audioboo support, and we're just not able to upgrade it. It keeps saying that his email is not valid, which of course it is valid. He's getting emails to his email from Audioboo. So I don't know what the problem is. We're trying to solve this. So hopefully, if all is well, he will have a 60-minute account, which is even more than I have. I have a 30-minute account. Anyway, I will post this, and again, apologies for the downer. Let's try and be a bit happier somehow. I do plan to do my Christmas from around the world show. But we'll see if that even happens. We'll try to make it happen. All right, kids. Talk soon.
Speech on. 17 minutes and 35 seconds. Time remaining. Which channel? Left. Publish. Button. 17 minutes. And time remaining. Which channel? Publish. Button.